Let's talk to the co-authors of The Babysitters. Here's your tagline, My Summers with a Serial Killer, revealing the chilling and unforgettable true story of a charming but brutal psychopath through the eyes of a young girl who once called him her friend. And you bet we talk with that girl. Liza Rodman, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Jennifer Jordan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you both. Liza, of course, doing great things in your world, balancing life as a mom, stepmom, writer, tax accountant for more than 35 years. And of course, I know you did begin researching a story of Tony Costa. We'll talk about that. And Jennifer Jordan, your award-winning author, filmmaker. You spent some time in the NPR and PBS land.
I have indeed, and loved every minute of it.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. All right. Let's talk a little bit about The Babysitter. And I will start with you, Liza, if you would bring us back to 2005 and this beginning investigation.
So in 2005, I was studying to complete my bachelor's degree, and I started having these nightmares. And they were very violent, and I started writing them down. And it, always the face of the man who was chasing me or pursuing me was blank. And so when I finally had a dream where I could see the man's face was Tony Costa. And that sort of started this entire process, and I went down the rabbit hole and never came up.
Now take me back to the 1960s, growing up on Cape Cod. You needed a babysitter.
I needed a babysitter. I needed a good babysitter, which my mom was a working mother, and she had two small kids. She was divorced, and she was working in a motel that was owned by a family member.
Bringing you into the conversation, Jennifer, how did you become involved in assisting with Liza's story?
Well, we've been friends since college, and when she told me in the 2000s about this dream she had, I said, oh, my God, there is a book in there. Mm. And if, through the next few years, I would say, how's that book coming? How's that book coming? How's The Babysitter coming? And she would say, I don't know. It's too complicated. It's too personal. It's too frightening. And so when I was between projects, between books a few years ago, I said, why don't we work on this together and get this, you know, get this bear out of your den? And here we are.
So, Liza, take me back again to, well, where this kind, handsome, handy man at the motel where your mom worked did, buy you popsicles and visit secret gardens, and everyone thought he was just a great guy. Bring me back to those childhood memories.
Well, you know, that's the irony of the story, I think, is that those childhood memories were fantastic. It was all about, you know, build me a buttercup and riding in the truck with Tony whenever he would agree to take us. And we just thought he was a great guy. And, you know, I know that's been said over and over again. It's sort of become a tagline. But he was really, you know, we did an event last night, and she was one of the audience members, knew him also, and was talking about how handsome he was and how much, you know, easy and gentle he was. So for us, it was just a great babysitter we looked up to and wanted to be with whenever we had the opportunity.
Wonderful. So how did you, before we get more into some specifics of where he may have ended up, Jennifer, how did you create, again, this into The Babysitter?
Well, I knew that it had two voices. Having worked on another ghost project with four main characters, I knew that the way to really get this story on the page was through both Liza's memoir voice and through the omniscient narrator, letting us know in real time just what Tony was up to, so that you had the really horrific juxtaposition of indeed buying him popsicles and pushing them on the swing, and then going out to the woods to dismember and bury his victim. So that was happening in real time, and I didn't want to lose the chill up your spine of just how close Liza was to these crimes. So I knew from the get-go in hearing her story that it had to be a structure of both the voices, of both the memoir and the true crime.
Yes. Well, tell me about how you learned that some of his victims were buried in pieces right there in his garden in the woods.
That was just a research. There was lots of press coverage at the time. So, but I didn't learn that the press coverage was actually Tony doing these things. And so when I started to research, after I started to have these nightmares, and I started to do the actual research of who was this person I was so close to, who was he really? And that's how I started reading and researching and finding out what he had done to these women and how many there were, and the trial, and you know, all of that all kind of flooded in.
Wonderful.
And how many there may have been, because
right.
We know five of his victims, but he was suspected in as many as eight more. And of course, we're talking about the 60s when there were 5,000 runaways in New England alone. And so people and police really didn't look very hard. So we, in trying to track down the other supposed eight victims of Tony Costa, we, you know, hit a stone wall of, well, there are really no records. Nobody tracked these poor young women and girls. And so some of the history will never be known, some of his horrific history.
Well, and back to the human side of you, Liza Rodman, how are the nightmares?
How were they?
How are they today? Do we let something like this go?
I had one last night. Actually, I worked with a therapist on this book.
Okay.
And the nightmares, I think, were my window into this project. They were all very similar. As I wrote them down and analyzed each one, the images all connected. And I realized there was something here that was not going to go away. And so, in a way, they were unpleasant, but certainly a window into this project. At the time, I had no idea it was going to be a book. So while I'm grateful for them, I'd like not to be having them anymore.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for, well, sharing your story, The Babysitter, My Summers with a Serial Killer. Your final word, Jennifer Jordan, and of course, how do we find out more information?
My final word is, this really is a book about survival, of Liza's incredible ability to come through a really dark childhood and to survive not only a serial killer, but an abusive mother that was not really up to the task of a nurturing, loving mother. And you can find the book in a number of ways, your local bookstore, Amazon. It's number 1, 2, and 3, we are proud to report, on Amazon in the serial killer category of Audible, ebook, and hardcover.
Wonderful.
So you can find it in a lot of places. It's going gangbusters, and we are just so thrilled about that.
Nice. Thank you.
On both of our websites as well.
Wonderful. Liza Rodman, Jennifer Jordan, good friendships that have produced a book, The Babysitter, My Summers with a Serial Killer. Thank you, ladies.